Started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for your mercy that is speaking for us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for making us overcome the powers of darkness. Thank you for making us overcome pain and temptation. Thank you for giving us dominion over sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for making us trample upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the powers of the enemy in victory and in dominion. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for shielding us with your wings from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with understanding. Thank you for helping us to know your truth so that we can have freedom. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for all our prayers that you have answered. And we know that you are still going to answer a lot of our prayers. Thank you, Lord. we are here this evening, this midnight, to pray and to have fellowship with you in your presence, to worship you, and to present our request to you. O Lord, hear us from heaven. Touch every life that will be here and that already here in Jesus' name. Change our lives and situations for good. And let your will reveal in our lives. In Jesus' name, give us the blessings that are beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, have your way in our lives. And let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's Prayer. We're going to sing worship songs right now. And after that, we're going to prayer point. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your ways. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is powerful. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world in your ways. You got the whole world in your ways. I am a God who never fails. I am a God who never fails. I am a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. I am a God. I have a God who never fails. I am a God who never fails. I am a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou art been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God, holy, potent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent and reigning. Hallelujah, He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our life, Jesus is alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, Son of God, you're so good, you are so good, Almighty God, Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Oh, Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. We worship you, Son of God. Oh, Son of God. You are so good, you are so good, Almighty God. Hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High, most loved. Yes, you are the Lord, most loved. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord, the King of Israel, the Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Give me grace to follow, grace to follow you. Abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me, Lord. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me, grace to please you. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Jesus, I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. 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 Oh, I will never be. I will never be, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be, I will never be, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be Your name, hallowed be Your name, hallowed be Your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. Hallowed be Your name. He is Lord, He is Lord, hallelujah, He has risen from the dead, He is Lord, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Holy Lord, He is Lord.
Forever He is Lord.
He is Lord. Amen. For He has risen from the dead, He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, He is the Lord.
Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless His name from your heart, from the depth of your heart and with the whole of your heart. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the Ancient of Days. Worship the Rock of Israel, the God of heaven and the earth, the Lord of hosts, the Almighty God, the King of the universe, the one who was and is and is to come, the God of the everlasting covenant, is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Praise Him. He controls times and seasons. He makes impossible things happen. Worship Him. He's greater than all. He's higher than all. He's stronger than all. He's mightier than all. He reigns from everlasting to everlasting. He reigns forever. And there is no end to His kingdom. His government controls all the governments of the world. Worshipping, worshipping for who He is.
All power belongs to Him. It cannot fail. It cannot change. It cannot lie. Praise Him. He is a merciful God. He is a loving God. And He is a faithful God. Worship Him. He is the miracle-working God. He works miracles so easily. He is unstoppable. No power can stop Him. No principality can stop Him. He is the one who speaks and His words come to pass. Because He is the one that will make His words come to pass. Glorify and praise Him. He has designed a glorious future for His children. And He brings that future to pass. Praise Him for who He is. Praise Him for who He is. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. For no one can do the things You do in our lives. No one can help us as You do. No one can bless us as You do. No one can heal as You do. No one can save as You do. We praise You, Father. No one can give us joy and peace as You do. We worship You, Lord. Having You in our lives is having everything, for You are our all in all. You are sufficiency. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You for who You are. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praise. With a grateful heart, I want you to thank the Lord with this prayer. You can say, thank You, Lord, for Your grace, love, and mercy that You have bestowed upon my life, that You have placed on my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Continue to thank Him. Say, thank You, Lord, for Your grace, love, and mercy that You have bestowed upon me. Grace, love, and mercy that You have poured out upon me. Thank You, Father. Thank You for Your grace, love, and mercy
that is working in my life, working in my situation, working in my soul, spirit, and body. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy that is speaking for me in every day of my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your mercies in my family. Thank you for your mercies in my career. Thank you for your mercies in my business. Thank you for your mercies. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me victory over all the works of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. And thank you, Father, for giving me victory over all the attacks of the enemy. Over all the attacks from the enemy. Thank you for giving me victory. Thank you for giving me dominion over the works of darkness, over the works of the devil. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Yes, we're going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for setting me free from captivity of the enemy. So thank you, Father, for giving me freedom from captivity of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. The Bible says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for the deliverance you have given to me from the powers of darkness. Deliverance from captivities of darkness. Deliverance from troubles, slavery of darkness. Thank you for giving me deliverance. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing deliverance in my spirit. Thank you for doing deliverance in my soul. Thank you for doing deliverance in my body. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for the grace you have given me to know you, to know your personality, and to know your will.
Kopiyama-san begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for the grace, for the privilege you have given to me to know you. Thank you for the grace you have given to me to know your ways, to know your personality, to know your nature. And not only that, thank you for the grace you have given me to know your power. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for great plans you have for my life. And thank you because you're going to bring them to pass. You're going to fulfill all of them. Open your mouth and thank him. Thank him. So thank you, Lord, for great plans you have for me. Great plans you have for me. And thank you because you shall fulfill those plans. You shall perform those plans. You shall do those plans. And nothing shall be able to stop you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your determination to use me for your glory in this last day. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for you are so determined to use me for your glory, to use me for your kingdom, to use me for your work, to use me to save souls, to use me to help people, to bless lives. Thank you, Lord, for your determination to use me for great things in the earth at this time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest your fire in my life to correct everything that have gone wrong. Manifest your fire in the foundation, in the ground of my life, to correct everything that have gone wrong. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Manifest your fire . Ignite your fire in the depth
of my life, in the foundation of my life. I let that, I use that fire to correct every error in my life, every damage in my life, every deformity in my life. Use your fire to fix them right now in the name of Jesus. Ignite your fire. Start your fire at the foundation of my life, at the foundation of my spirit, in the ground of my spirit, in the ground of my soul, in the ground of my body. Start your fire and use that fire to correct everything that has gone wrong. Use your fire to correct them now. Use your fire to correct everything that has gone wrong in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. In other words, you're saying, oh Lord, visit the foundation of my life with your fire. And use that fire to correct everything that has gone wrong in the foundation of my life, in the ground of my life, in the root of my life. Use your fire to correct them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. There's a scripture that says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Yeah, actually, some people try to misinterpret that scripture. Yeah, to mean that foundation was referring to the righteous. Yeah, maybe we should read that scripture. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'll pull up the scripture. It's in Psalm. That scripture is in Psalm 11, verse 3. Psalm 11, verse 3. It says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Yeah, so the foundations here is talking about the system. The system of government. Governmental system, the rule of law, the judiciary, the legislature,
or the legislative arm of government and then the executive arm of government. So this foundation is referring to the government system, in the land. And then the writer of this psalm was saying, if the foundations be destroyed, that is, if the system of government is so corrupt, is so wrong and unrighteous, then what can the righteous do? So because the system is wrong, sometimes the righteous can only pray that God change the system. Because there are some systems, some corrupt systems in the government sector that is affecting the righteous too. There's nothing the righteous can do about it than to just pray, because even if you try to report the people who are corrupt in that government office, it is the same corrupt people that you will meet even in the court or at the court. The lawyers are corrupt, the judges are corrupt. So and the people in the court will also support the corruption. So that was why the writer was saying, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So sometimes the righteous cannot really do anything. The righteous just need to pray and ask God to intervene. That is just by the way. Now, looking at that word, foundations, we can also apply it, or looking at what that word foundations mean in that verse, we can also apply it to our lives as Christians. We can apply it to our destinies, our callings. So you need to see your life as a building that is built upon foundations. Now, if the foundations of your life be destroyed, you will just keep struggling. You just keep trying to achieve things, and you will not be able to achieve them, because something is wrong in the foundation. I hope you understand now. So this is not about what can the righteous do. This is not about what can God do to the foundations. And we know God can do it alone. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, you're the creator of my life and destiny. Visit the foundations of my life. And put them in place. Visit the foundations of my life and fix them. Visit the foundations of my life and destiny and fix them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, you are the creator of my life and destiny.
Father, you are the creator of my life and destiny. This is the foundation of my life and destiny. I'll fix everything that I've gone wrong, everything that I'm out of place, put them back into place. Right now, in the name of Jesus, everything that I've gone out of place, out of order, in the foundations of my life, oh Lord, fix them now. In the name of Jesus, fix them now. Fix them now. Fix them now. Fix them now. I hope you are praying this prayer. If you are here on this platform, you are here to pray. If you are not praying, then you are just wasting your time. You can just go and sleep. If you are here, then you should pray. Say, Father, visit the foundations of my life and destiny. Visit the foundations of my life, the foundations of my calling, the foundations of my destiny, and fix everything that I've gone wrong. Now, in the name of Jesus, everything that I've gone out of place, put them back into place. You are the maker of my life. You are the creator of my life. In the name of Jesus, correct every damage the enemy has done at the root of my life, at the foundation of my life, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know that no matter how beautiful a building is, if the foundation of that building is wrong, there is no future for that building. Now, there are some people who are trusting God for marriage. I mean, there are some young men, young women who are singles, and probably there are some people that are not even young anymore, and yet they are trusting God for marriage because they have never married. Yeah, and they think their problem, their marital problem, or marital delay, is coming from witches and wizards, or from Satan, not knowing that it's coming from the foundation of their lives. Yeah, they don't know that there's an error in the foundation of their lives. So God does not want to build on a faulty foundation. So which means there are some things in their lives that must be corrected.
in some places, some character, some mindset, some attitude, some behavior, some lifestyles or habits that needed to be corrected before God can give them the marriage they want. So while they were thinking it was an enemy causing their marital delay, they didn't know that it was God causing it. Because God is trying to show them mercy. God doesn't want them to have a marriage that will not survive, a marriage that will not stand the test of time. So you are going to pray. So when we're talking about foundations, we're also talking about your character, your attitude, your lifestyle, your temperament, your behavior, both towards God and towards people. Yeah, so if there are things wrong in those areas, a lot of things God will not be able to do in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, visit the foundations of my spirit, soul, and body, and remove every wrong character, wrong attitude, wrong behaviors, wrong lifestyle. You remove them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Some people will say, this is who I am. Yeah. Well, I don't want to know who you are. If who you are is not in agreement with the word of God, then you have to ask God to change you into that person that is in agreement with his word. Continue to pray. The Holy Spirit, visit the foundation of my spirit, soul, and body, and uproot every character, every habit, every lifestyle, every attitude, every behavior that is against God's righteousness, that is against God's nature. Uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Uproot them now in the name of Jesus. So people will say, it's my nature. I talk a lot. Yeah, is that the nature of God? Is that the nature of Jesus? If it's not the nature of Jesus, it is wrong. Continue to pray. The Holy Spirit, visit the foundation of my spirit, soul, and body, and uproot every wrong nature, wrong character, wrong attitude, wrong mindset that is against God's righteousness,
right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. Jesus also said something about building house on the right foundation. Yeah, he said everyone that hears his word and do them, they are like those that build their house upon the rock. And let us look at it in Matthew 7. Matthew 7. I read from verse 24. Matthew 7. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Yeah, can you see that? Jesus said, if you hear these things of his and you do them, he said, that's how you become wise. So if you are an obedient, if you are an obedient Christian, you are wise, and you will have a strong foundation. But if you are a disobedient Christian, you are not wise, and there is going to be a problem, or there is already a problem in your foundation. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be an obedient Christian. Help me to be obedient to every detail in your word, every detail in your scripture. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me to be obedient. There is nothing like partial obedience. Partial obedience is the same thing as disobedience. If you only obey some part of the Bible and you leave the rest, you are still disobedient. You must obey completely. All the will of God you must obey. All the instructions of the Lord you must obey. All the teaching of Jesus you must obey. All the voice of God you must obey. Say, Father, help me to obey so that my foundation can be Jesus, so that Jesus can be the foundation of my life and destiny, so that my foundation can be your rock. So, oh Lord, help me to be obedient. There is no excuse for disobeying God. There is no excuse. You can have excuse, but no single excuse is acceptable when it comes to obedience. The whole Lord, help me to obey you. Help me to obey your commandments. Help me to obey your instructions. Jesus said, if you look at someone and you start to lust after that person, whether it's the picture of the person you're looking at, or you're looking at the person in real life, and then you start to lust after that person in your mind, Jesus said you have committed adultery. You have committed a sexual sin just for thinking lust in your mind while you are looking at that person. Just for lusting in your mind. Jesus said you have already sinned. So do you even obey Jesus in your mind? Do you obey Jesus in your thoughts? Ask God to help you. We want God to do so much in our lives, but on what foundation? Is it on a sandy foundation or on the rocky foundation? Why should God build on your sandy foundation? Because you have not been obeying his teachings. Say, oh Lord, help me to be obedient to every detail of your word, to every detail of your instructions, to every detail of your standard, of your commandment. Help me to be obedient. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray if the foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do? In other words, that scripture means that when the foundations are wrong, evil will multiply. Evil will multiply. The problem in the church today is that our foundations are wrong. That is why a lot of bad things are happening to us. Our spiritual lives are wrong. Our relationships with God are wrong. Yeah, so many things are wrong. our hearts are wrong. That is why evil keeps multiplying. So if you're going to pray, you have to be sincere with God. If you're working with God, you have to be transparent. Don't assume that God does not know the wickedness in your soul. Don't assume that God doesn't know the state of your mind, the state of your heart, that you have hatred, you have pride. Don't assume God doesn't know all that. Yeah. So when you are walking with God, you have to be sincere and transparent. Yeah. And stop deceiving yourself, because you can't deceive God. He sees deep into your heart. So if you know that He sees deep into your heart, then why are you acting as if He doesn't see? He doesn't see deep into your heart. Yeah, to me that is just foolishness, because He knows everything in your heart. He knows if you mean what you're saying in the place of prayer, when you say, "Oh God, I will serve you with all my heart. I will do all your will. I will follow you till the end." God knows if you mean that or not. I will obey all your commandments in the Bible. God knows if you mean everything you are saying. Yeah, because as you are saying them, He's seeing where it's coming from. He's seeing your heart, where those words are coming from. And He's seeing if you actually mean them or not. So I don't know why people waste their time in prayer saying things that their heart does not agree with. Some people are even praying, and in their heart, there's no faith there, and they are praying. Why pray when there's no faith in your heart? It is a waste of time. Yeah. Some people are doing the work of God, but there's no love in their heart. Why work for God when the love is not there? The passion is not there. You don't love the people of God, and you don't even love God. Yeah, then why work for God? You're just wasting your time. Yeah, and how can you say you love God when you are not keeping His commandments? And Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Lord Jesus, help me and empower me to present my life as a right ground for you to build upon." So, Lord Jesus, help me and empower me to present my life as the right ground, as an holy ground for you to build upon. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There's another place in the Bible that says, "Break up your fallow ground." Our lives is like a ground. Our heart is like a ground. How fertile is your ground? How fertile is the ground of your heart? Can God plant on that ground? Can God build on that ground? So, Lord Jesus, help me and empower me to present my heart, my soul, my spirit, my body, as a right ground for you to build upon, as a righteous ground for you to build upon. Empower me to present my life as a good ground for you to dwell, for you to stay, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The reason why sicknesses and diseases find roots in Christians is because the foundations are destroyed. Yeah, there is the presence of God that will be in you, and no sickness will be able to be in you at the same time, as long as you have that presence. Or let me say, no sickness will be able to overcome you as long as you have that presence. The sickness can come, but as they get closer into you, or as they try to get deeper in you, they die. Because they meet a presence in you that is stronger than them. So the diseases they try to come in as they enter. And they're trying to go deep. They meet the presence of God that is greater than them. And they die. Yeah, so when your foundations are right, sickness and diseases will not prevail over you. And witchcraft will not prevail over you. Satanic attack will not prevail over you, because you carry the presence of God. That those things I mentioned fear a lot. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to present my spirit, soul, and body as a holy ground that can house your holy presence. So Lord Jesus, help me to present my spirit, soul, and body as an holy ground that can house your holy presence. Such holy presence that sicknesses and diseases cannot overcome. Holy presence that witches and wizards and witchcraft cannot overcome. Holy presence that satanic attacks, serpents and scorpions and marine spirit cannot overcome. Help me to present my life for that presence. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me to present my life to carry your holy presence. Help me to present my life holy. Help me to present my spirit, soul, and body as an holy ground that can house your holy presence. Continue to pray like that. continue to pray like that. So Lord Jesus, help me to present my heart, to present my body as an holy ground that can carry your holy presence always, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Recently, the Lord was speaking to me about His presence. And He said, there is a presence of Him that is missing in the church today. He said there are different kinds of His presence. Yeah, He said there is a particular one that is missing in the church today. And He wants that presence to be restored back to the church. Yeah, and He calls that presence His holy presence. Yeah, so He was telling me that there is a presence of Him that can still allow Satan to operate. So what he was saying is, I said, he can be present in the church, or let me say, there is a kind of his presence that will still allow demons to operate inside the church. And right there, he's there, and even miracles will happen, but Satan is also there. I don't know if you're getting my point. He was telling me that there is a low version of his presence that will also allow demons to operate. And he was telling me that if he is really present as he wants to be, that there's no way he will be present somewhere and demons and Satan will be comfortable to operate there. I don't know if I'm getting my point. So he said that is the presence we have lost in the church. That kind of presence that cannot allow any other spirit to stay or any devil to operate. Yeah, he said we have lost that presence. So the one that we have now, I mean the presence of God we have in the church today, is the one that still allows sin to operate, sickness and diseases, Satan, witchcraft, demons, and all forms of darkness. They are still operating right there inside the church. Yeah, so he said that one is not his original presence. In fact, he said the reason why he cannot withdraw that particular presence of himself is because he wants to glorify his name. So he was telling me that many of the miracles that his presence is doing in the churches today, that they are not happening because of the people. They are happening because of his name. Yeah, because the people don't even deserve any of such miracles. Yeah, so those things are happening just because of his name. I hope you are getting me. Yeah, so the presence of God that we need to carry as Christians is that one that cannot permit any other thing to go on in your life, that cannot permit any dark thing, any unholy thing, ungodly thing, to also function in your life. And that is the one that is missing. Yeah, and that is the one you're supposed to have. Why should I carry a presence of God that allows devils to operate, that still allows serpents and scorpions to operate, that still allows witchcraft to operate in my life? Yeah, why should I carry that kind of presence? I don't want that kind of presence. I want the original presence of God as it is in heaven. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, sanctify my spirit, sanctify my soul, sanctify my body, to carry the holy presence of God as it is in heaven. The Holy Spirit, sanctify my spirit, purify my spirit, sanctify my soul, sanctify my body, to carry the holy presence of God as it is in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Sanctify me now. Sanctify me now. In the name of Jesus. What I have just said is the reason why many of us are not having complete deliverance and complete healing. Yeah, we are not really experiencing the fullness of God's power because our foundations are wrong. So Holy Spirit, sanctify me. Purify my life. Purify my temple. Sanctify my temple, which is my body and my soul and spirit. Sanctify them. Sanctify me. Sanctify my heart. Make me worthy of God's presence. Make my life worthy of God's holy presence. Wash my life. Wash me clean to be able to carry the holy presence of God as it is in heaven. Wash my spirit clean. Wash my soul clean. Wash my mind clean. Wash my body clean. Right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Sanctify me. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, sanctify me now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. God is looking for Christianity
that is all about Him and not all about self. That's the kind of Christianity God is looking for. Is your life all about Him or all about you? Is your life all about Jesus or all about you? God is looking for Christians whose lives are all about Jesus and nothing else. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, bring me higher to the point where my entire life is all about Jesus and not about myself. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, bring me home to the point where my entire life is all about Jesus. To the point where my entire life is living for Jesus, is to live for Jesus, and not for myself. Bring me to that point. In the name of Jesus, help me to get to that point in my Christian life, in my walk with God. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to come up to the point where all my life is about Jesus. My job, my career, my marriage, my business, my finances, my ambitions. Help me to make all my entire life about Jesus and not about myself. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Yeah, you know, I said earlier that the Lord was telling me things about His presence. Another thing the Lord told me about His presence is that His presence is in this earth from the time the earth was created. His presence is here in the earth. Yeah. And He said that His authority is also in the earth. Yeah. So it was showing me how His presence in us is connected to His presence that is in the head, and how if we carry His holy presence, how the head will will respond to that presence in us. So meaning that the heart will be able to produce the glory of God in your life if you have the holy presence of God in your life. The presence of God in the head combined with the presence of God inside of you will create a glory that is beyond your imagination. It will produce a great glory. And that is when you plant and you harvest so much, because the head is working with you. Yeah. You plant, let's say you're doing agriculture. You plant and then you harvest more than normal. You do business, you get so much profit because the head is supporting you. Yeah, so if we are carriers of God's holy presence, the head is the presence of God in the head will move the head to work for us. Yeah, I pray that God will command the head to serve you. In Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your presence in the head and in everything you have created in the head, let your glory fill my life. Let your glory fill my life, my calling, my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by the reason of your presence in the head, let your glory fill my life. Let your glory fill everything I am doing. Let your glory fill my career, my calling, my ministry, my destiny. By the reason of your presence in the head, that I've been in the head since the beginning of creation. Since the time the head was created, by the reason of that presence of yours, fill my life with your glory. 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 Fill the works of my hands with your glory. In the name of Jesus, by the reason of your presence in the head, move the head and everything on head to walk for my good. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Psalm 11, verse 3, in the same scripture we have been looking at. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous?
what can God's angels do? What can God's angels do? Yeah, so I think I have shared with you a revelation somebody had, and he saw two angels in a church, and they were folding their arms. They were doing nothing. And he was talking to those angels, oh, what are they doing here? And the angels told him that we were actually sent here to operate, to do operations for God. But because the people here, the people in this church, they are not following the plans of God for their lives, so we couldn't do anything. I don't know if you get my point. Those angels, they replied that man who saw the revelation. They said, because the people in this church, they are not following God's plans for their lives. They are following their own plans. So we couldn't do anything for them. We couldn't work. We couldn't do our work to ensure that God's plan happen in their lives. And so if your life is not following the path God has set for you, even the angels will not be able to help you. If you are following another direction that is different from the path God has called you to walk in, God and his angels will not be able to help you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, lead and guide me through the pathway God has set for me before the foundations of the earth were laid. So Holy Spirit, lead and guide me through the pathway God has set for me before the foundations of the earth were laid. Open your mouth and pray like that. Holy Spirit, guide my life. Guide my life. Lead my life through the path heaven have set for me before I came into this world. In the name of Jesus, lead and guide me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, Holy Spirit, do not allow me to lead my life by my own wisdom. Do not allow me to follow my own choices. Do not allow me to follow my own plans. Help me to always seek for God's plan for my life. Help me to always seek for God's will for my life. Help me to always seek for God's voice for my life. Do not allow me to walk in my own understanding. Help me to surrender to God's wisdom and to God's leadings and to God's plans. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. There was a man that asked a very important question in the Bible. And I love that question. The name of that man was Saul, who later become Paul. On his way to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him. And at the end of that, towards the end of the encounter, he asked the question. He said, "Lord, what will you have me do?" "Lord, what will you have me do?" Let me read it for you. In Acts chapter 9, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" Can you see that? I realize that many Christians are not asking that question. So they think they already know what to do with their lives. And they just go ahead and do whatever they want. I hope you're not like that. Have you asked God this same question? And say, "God, what will you have me do with my life? What will you have me do with my time? What will you have me do with my days? What will you have me do with the skill that I have? With the talent that I have? What will you have me to do?" Are you asking that question? Have you ever asked that question? So you're going to ask that question now. Or you're going to pray in line with this question. You're going to say, "Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that my life is not my home. And I am asking that you show me and tell me what you will have me do for you." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, "Lord Jesus, I acknowledge and agree that my life is not my home, that I do not own this life, because I am not the creator of my own life. Therefore, I ask that you show me and tell me what you want me to do with this life that you have given me. Show me what you want me to do with my life. show me what you want me to do with my time. With every hour, every day of my life, reveal to me what you will have me do for you. Reveal them to me now. In the name of Jesus. I don't want to do anything anyhow. I don't want to do what I think is right. I want to do your will. I want to serve you. I want to serve your purpose. I want to satisfy your desire. Reveal to me what you will have me do for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. A lot of Christians today are living a purposeless life. Yeah. They are just living for satisfying their lust. Yeah, they're not living to fulfill God's purposes. Yeah. If you are working hard just to make money, that's a purposeless life. Yeah, if your labor is just to make money, that is a purposeless life. Yeah. Your labor must be to fulfill God's purpose. Yeah. And that becomes a purposeful life. You have to work hard to fulfill God's purpose. Yeah. And God's purpose is not about you. God's purpose is always about God. It's always about God's kingdom. Yeah, so even if you are working hard and you are making money, you're not fulfilling God's purpose until that money you are making is now about God. Until that money is now about God. But if it's just about you, then your life is purposeless. I don't know if I get to my point. So we cannot say that you're fulfilling purpose until God is profiting from your life. Until heaven is profiting from your life. That is why you're fulfilling purpose. Yeah, and of course, that also means until other people are profiting from your life. Yeah, because if God is profiting from your life, that also means people are profiting from your life. Yeah, because God is about people. Yeah, God is about saving people, changing lives. Yeah, saving souls, changing lives. That is what God is about. Yeah, it's not like if you give God money now, God is going to spend that money. Yeah, God, where God is, they don't spend money there. Yeah. So God's purpose is about God profiting from your life. And it's about God using you to change lives, using you to bless lives. Yeah, that is God's purpose. So if you see you are working hard, you are making money, if is not if that is just about you and your family, then you have not started to fulfill purpose. Yeah, because God's purpose is beyond you and your household. You're going to see Father empower me to fulfill your purpose for my life. Empower me, strengthen me to fulfill your purpose for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Father, empower me. Empower me to begin to profit your kingdom with my life. Empower me to begin to fulfill your purpose with my life in the name of Jesus. Empower me now. Empower me now. Continue to pray. There are a lot of purposes that God has to give people to fulfill. A lot of assignments He has to give people to fulfill. A lot of missions He has to give people to fulfill. Say, oh Lord, I am available to fulfill your missions. I am available to fulfill your assignment. I am available to fulfill your purposes on earth. Lord, help me and empower me to do them. Empower me to fulfill your purpose in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Empower me to profit your kingdom. Empower me to cause positive and powerful changes in the earth. Empower me to be a change agent in my generation. Empower me and use me to change and transform lives. Empower me and use me to change destinies. Lives. Use me to save souls. Use me to save souls. Use me to revive people, to revive nations. Empower me, O Lord, to fulfill your purposes in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You can be a Christian And also, how should I put it? God can send you as a Christian into government institutions, government organizations, or private institutions, private organizations, to fulfill a purpose there. God can send you as a Christian into politics to fulfill a purpose there. Yeah, sometimes when we talk about fulfilling purpose, some people think it's just about you becoming a full-time minister and then you resign from your job. No, it's not always about that. And sometimes right there in your place of work, there is a purpose of God there for you to fulfill. There's an assignment. There's an assignment of God there for you to do. Yeah, so God can send you into places, into the marketplaces of the world, to fulfill His purpose there. Every other people there would think you're just there for to make money, like all of them are there to work and earn salary. But you're doing something else there. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me and send me into places where I will fulfill your purpose. Send me into places where I will fulfill your assignment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You can be a teacher and you are fulfilling a purpose for God in the school where you are teaching. You can be a business person and then you are fulfilling the purpose of God in your company. You're fulfilling an assignment for God in that company. Say, Father, empower me, equip me, and send me into places on earth, places all over the world, where you have an assignment for me to fulfill. Empower me and send me there right now. If I'm already in that place, empower me and begin to use me to fulfill your purpose in that place. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Some of you are already in a place where God wants to use you, but you kept your mouth shut. When God expects that you open your mouth and start to share the gospel with your co-workers, with your colleagues in your place of work, instead of you to preach the gospel to them, you just join them in laughing and joking. Pray, the Lord empower me, equip me, and use me to fulfill your purpose, even in the place I am now. And also send me to other places where you have assignments for me to fulfill. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. And after that, we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, stop me from doing things that has nothing to do with God's purpose for my life, for my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, stop me from doing things that has nothing to do with your purpose for my life. Do not allow me to get involved in those things. Do not allow me waste my time doing things that are not in alignment with God's purpose for my life. Holy Spirit, help me from doing those things. In the name of Jesus. Even if I have already been doing those things, stop me now from doing things that has nothing to do with God's purpose for my life and destiny. In the name of Jesus. And connect me with the things that are in agreement with God's purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Now, there are some people that God helped them to discover His purpose for their lives. And He will help them to start fulfilling that purpose. But they spoiled everything. How? How did they spoil everything? They spoiled everything through self-ambition. And they now start to their motives now change. Before, their motives was to, whatever they were doing, their motive was to do it unto the glory of God. Yeah, their motives was to do it to glorify God and to profit God. But along the line, because they were ambitious, because of self-ambition, the motive now changed. They now start to do it for money making, just like the people are doing ministry, just for money. Yeah. Though they didn't start to do it like that, but all of a sudden, the devil came upon them. I pray that the devil will not come upon you to turn you against God's purpose for your life. I pray you will not spoil God's purpose for your life. In Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. So what was meant to glorify God has now turned to self-glorification. What was meant to profit God has now turned to self-profit. They are now profiting themselves and not heaven. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every darkness that has been assigned to come upon me and turn me against God's purpose for my life. Every darkness that I've been assigned to come upon me and make me spoil God's purpose for my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I've seen people who started very well. They started very good work for God, and they spoiled it themselves with their own hands. They spoiled everything. Say, I come against every darkness that I've been assigned to make me spoil the assignment God has given to me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Every darkness of greed, every darkness of self-centeredness, every darkness of self-ambition that has been assigned to make me spoil God's purpose for my life, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Every darkness of self-glorification, self-promotion, every darkness of pride that has been assigned to make me spoil God's purpose for my life, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness of love of money, every darkness of lust and immorality that Satan has sent to make sure that I spoil and destroy God's purpose and God's calling for my life, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Let us go back to that, please. In Psalm 11, verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, there are some inherited foundations that are very wrong. That is bloodline foundations. Yeah, you have that foundations from your bloodline, from your parents. Or let me put it this way. Your parents had that faulty foundations and they transferred it to you. So let's say the same fault in their foundations was also transferred into your own foundation. Yeah. And except God correct that form, the same limitations your parents and grandparents or ancestors suffered, you will also suffer the same. Sometimes exactly the same thing that happens to them will also happen to you, or a similar version. Yeah. All the problems that happen to them will just be repeating itself in your own life. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, appear in the foundations of my life and uproot every fault that was transferred into my foundations through my bloodline. The blood of Jesus appear in the foundations of my life and heal and correct and remove every fault, every error that was transferred into my foundations through my bloodline. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, appear now in the foundations of my life. Appear now in the ground of my life, in the foundations of my life, and uproot every form, every generational form, generational error, generational damage that entered into my foundations through my bloodline. Blood of Jesus, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Every generational sickness, generational disease that entered into the foundations of my life through my bloodline, blood of Jesus, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, every generational curse, generational spell, generational witchcraft that entered into the foundations of my life through my bloodline, blood of Jesus, remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You are still going to pray? If there is no correct spiritual alignment, in your life, you would be missing a lot a lot of divine visitations and divine revelations. So there's an alignment that needs to be in your spirit. It's just like the way you tune a radio to the right frequency so that you can connect with the radio station. Yeah. So also your spirit and your mind must be well aligned for God to do a lot of His plans in your life. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say fire of the Holy Ghost. Make my spirit become aligned with heaven. Make my spirit become aligned. Become 100% aligned with heaven. So that I will continually receive messages, revelations, and visitations from heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, align my spirit. Make my spirit become aligned. Make my spirit and my soul and my mind become aligned with the frequency of heaven, with the channel of heaven, with the portals of heaven, so that I will continually receive God's messages, God's instructions, God's revelations, and God's visitations in the name of Jesus. Make my spirit man become 100% aligned with the patterns of heaven, with the networks of heaven, with the channels of heaven, now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point, it says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, walk in my heart and expose every hidden darkness there. Expose and remove it. Yeah, you may think you are not proud, but pride is there in your heart. It's just that the situation that we expose it have not come. But I don't pray for you that you know when that situation comes. I pray for you that you know it before it disgraces you, before the pride disgraces you. Yeah, you can have lust in you, but it's hidden. You can have love of money in you, but it's hidden. You don't know it until a situation exposes it. And usually when a situation exposes it, that is when
you fall into temptation, and that is when you become you suffer shame. So you're going to see Holy Spirit work in my heart and expose and remove every darkness hiding in me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Peter never knew that he could deny Jesus because he loved Jesus alone. He never believed he could deny Jesus, but the darkness of denial and betrayal was already in him. He didn't know. So you can even have the darkness of stealing in you, and you wouldn't know. You will tell anyone, I can never steal. But that darkness is in you. It's just that it has not come out. Yeah, you could have the darkness of adultery in you. Yeah, but it's just that a situation that will expose it has not yet happened. Pray. Don't wait until you fall into that darkness. Pray now before you, so that you will not fall. So Holy Spirit, walk in my soul, walk in my heart, and expose every hidden darkness that is there. Expose it and remove it. Expose it to me and then uproot it as I repent. Expose it to me, every darkness that is hiding in me, waiting for a time in the future to bring me down, to disgrace me, and to destroy my life. Holy Spirit, expose and remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for your power and presence that you have made available to us. Thank you for removing the veil that have been blocking human beings, mankind, from accessing your holy presence, from accessing your heart, from getting closer to you. Thank you, Lord, for removing that veil. Thank you for giving the whole world the access to your kingdom, the access to your heart, the access to your presence through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the prayers we have prayed here tonight that you have already answered. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on your people and that you do for them more than the things they have been asking you to do. O Lord, release miracles into the lives of everyone here. And let those miracles satisfy them more than all their expectations and requests and prayer requests. In Jesus' name, I pray that you release your power to to solve problems that have been staying in the lives of your people for years. Father, release your power now to uproot those problems. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that the battles your parents and ancestors fought and couldn't overcome, that are now confronting you, I pray that the hand of God help you conquer those battles now in Jesus' name. Every limitation that limited your parents and ancestors and is coming to limit you, I destroy them now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that from today, you shall consciously and deliberately and selflessly present your life, present your spiritual and body as a holy ground for God's holy presence to reside continually in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will come to that point in your life where everything about your life is no longer about you. It's no longer about your interest, but now all about Jesus. I pray that so shall it be for you in Jesus' name. The grace to use every opportunity you have to serve God's purposes on earth, to fulfill God's will, God's assignment on earth. Receive the grace now in Jesus' name. The grace to become a successful and victorious soul winner in this last day. Receive the grace now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.